Hashtag Unfit and Duty to Warn at adutytowarn.org is a whistleblower coalition of mental health professionals sounding the alarm from an objective clinical perspective about Donald Trump's dangerous psychological disorders and what they call the imminent threat to public safety. Members of DTW are also authors of New York Times bestseller The Dangerous Case of Donald Trump and the new book Rocket Man, released last week. These highly respected experts have been speaking out on social media with short videos and infographics, and recently through the feature-length documentary Narcissistic Personality Disorder, which attempts to bring this critical message to as many people as possible as quickly as possible. They are currently crowdfunding both initiatives on Kickstarter, and we have live on the line right now Daniel Arcana and Dr. John Gartner. Welcome.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
So to get started, why don't you fill our audience in on Duty to Warn? What are you trying to do?
Sure. Well, we're an association of mental health professionals who feel it's our ethical obligation to warn the public that Donald Trump is dangerously mentally ill, unfit, and unstable. And as a result, we feel a duty to warn them, to let them know that they are in really grave danger. This is someone who has the most severe form of personality disorder that you can actually have. It's called malignant narcissism. It was actually first introduced by Eric Fromm, who escaped the Nazis, to explain the psychology of dictators. And it's a combination of narcissism, of course, with paranoia, all of his conspiracy theories, his demonization of immigrants, along with sociopathy, his constant lying, his violation of rules and laws, and his lack of remorse, and finally, sadism. And really, this fourth component of sadism is very much in the news right now as we're witnessing this horrific act of separating children from their parents. And you might notice that not only is that a cruel and unnecessarily cruel policy, but you get the sense, they said this about Stephen Miller, that they actually gave a kind of pleasure. They derive a kind of gratification from watching these people who they have demonized suffer. So what we're dealing with here is someone who's not only unfit, but dangerous. And then to make matters worse, he's actually deteriorating, that his mental health is getting worse. Everyone hoped he was going to pivot and become more presidential. But in fact, Eric Fromm warned us that malignant narcissists get worse over time, and particularly when they gain power. When they gain power, it inflames their grandiosity and their paranoia, and it also unleashes them to totally destroy gleefully their enemies or anyone who doesn't worship them. And so the natural tendency of this type is to get worse with power. Now you add to that that I also think he's showing signs of organic cognitive decline, that if you compare videos of him giving interviews in the 1980s, he spoke in polished paragraphs, he was very articulate, he used sophisticated language. Now it seems like he can't even finish a sentence without meandering into an irrelevancy. His vocabulary is very primitive comparatively. He uses superlatives, which we see in people with organic brain syndrome, and he's constantly repeating himself. So we really have two sources of decline, and then there's two more. One is the stress of the Mueller investigation, which is clearly antagonizing him and making him worse. And finally, everyone hoped that the adults in the White House were going to somehow restrain him and keep him, contain him. Well, of course, what's happened is no one in that White House can contain him. No one can say no to this person. And anyone who's tried has either been extruded or marginalized. So what we have is him completely free running with this malignant personality, cognitive decline, and basically in a state of deterioration.
Well, I'm curious, is there broad agreement among the clinical mental health community that this is what's going on with our president?
Well, if you speak to them privately, yes. The controversy in our field has been about whether we have permission to speak out about the mental health of public figures. It actually goes back to a lawsuit from 1964. If you can believe it, that there was a magazine that published a very defamatory article about Barry Goldwater, and he sued them. And then the American Psychiatric Association passed a rule saying that you shouldn't speak out about public figures you haven't actually met. And I've actually met with the person who was on that committee, and they didn't intend it to be a blanket gag order. They just didn't like people making casual and irresponsible statements, which is really what was the case in that article. And so, interestingly, if you speak in private to hundreds of mental health professionals, as I have, there is broad agreement. The disagreement is about whether we can tell you the truth there isn't actually disagreement about what the truth is.
Well, tell our listeners about the Unfit campaign. What's the end game here?
Yeah, so thank you. So, and Dan, I think, could also say more about this because he's been working so hard on the movie. It's a documentary, hashtag unfit, that really looks in depth at Donald Trump's mental unfitness for office and has a number of mental health professionals and other experts talking. And right now we're in the phase of raising money for the movie. So we have a Kickstarter campaign, GoFundMe at hashtag unfit. And we also are trying to educate the public about his mental illness so that they can spot the signs. So we have a website called TrumpSpotting.com where we have about 12 mental health professionals talking about his different symptoms and disorders, and so that you can learn about them. And then when you see something, say something on social media, you know, so hashtag unfit. But Dan, maybe you have some things you want to say about the movie.
Yeah, I mean, I think what I would add to that simply is that, you know, in addition to informing the public, I think we definitely feel a duty to actually wade into the political debate. And so we're actively trying to help flip congressional seats. So a lot of the bite-sized content that we're making right now, these videos, these infographics that we're spreading across social media, and sort of targeting to districts where we know that there are candidates who agree with our feelings about the president, that's a very intentional thing, and that's kind of unprecedented and very unconventional for mental health professionals to wade directly into the debate in that way. So so as John said, it, you know, our URL is unfitcrowdfund.com. You can find out a lot more about our project if you go to our website. We're sort of taking a page out of the Bernie Sanders book. You know, we're really looking for just kind of micro donations from people who agree with us. And pretty much every dollar that we raise goes directly towards creating this content to inform the public and to help flip congressional seats in November. I mean, it's pretty simple. It's like, you know, the more money we can raise, the more of this content we can make, the more congressional seats we can hopefully help to flip, because that's really, you know, our core belief and mission.
What's the deadline for the campaign?
We are wrapping up on the 7th. So we've got, it's kind of a big push coming up for, you know, 4th of July, which seems apropos. So really we have about 8 or 9 days left. And so, yeah, this, we're getting the final big push of the campaign right now.
And aside from monetary contributions, what can concerned people do?
Well, as John said, I mean, I think we really are hoping to educate the public about these specific disorders. And so that website, TrumpSpotting.com, even though it's a little bit of a tongue-in-cheek name for it, it really does have an earnest intent. And so for people to learn about these specific disorders and be able to talk about them in an informed way and use the proper clinical terminology and share those videos, specifically paranoia, narcissism, organic cognitive decline, you know, all of the ones that John mentioned, as well as several more, that really, I think, is the goal, is for people to be able to spot this behavior, talk about it in an informed way, share the content with their friends, family, neighbors, that hopefully will change, fundamentally change the conversation around Donald Trump's dangerous psychological disorders. So that's what people can do, is they can educate themselves, they can share this content, and they can use hopefully the proper clinical terminology, and as opposed to just kind of you know, personal rants, which I think a lot of these tweets end up being.
So I got to ask, presidents often tend to be a bit narcissistic, a bit grandstanding. Mm-hmm. That's how they
sure.
they get there. So could sure. you just underscore a little bit what really sets Trump apart? Are there just any kind of pinpoint
yes.
moments that come to mind for you?
No, it's an excellent question. You know, the term malignant narcissism, of course, you just think, well, a narcissist. And you're right. Most politicians are somewhere on the scale of narcissistic personality disorder. What's really more dangerous is his combination with the other three disorders. Paranoia, this means that this is someone who sees people as his enemies, who are just not his enemies. They may just be neutral people, and people who disagree with him. They may be people who have different interests. He sees them as evil. He feels he's being persecuted. He demonizes the press. He demonizes minorities. He demonizes Democrats. He demonizes anyone who dares to criticize or disagree with him, so that you can't have a reasonable discussion with this person. And then he has a very serious third personality disorder, which is antisocial personality disorder. That is the personality disorder of a criminal, of a gang member. This is someone who lies like they breathe, who violates norms and laws, who has no conscience, who has no moral compass whatsoever except what's good for them, and they feel no remorse about all of the harm and the evil behavior they do. In fact, because they're sadists, they enjoy it. They like hurting people. They like humiliating people. They like dominating them and rubbing their nose in the dirt. That's what they do for fun. And that's why he's enjoying this migrant crisis. He's having fun.
It's a pretty far cry, honestly, from really any other president that I can remember during my lifetime. I mean, even the ones who sort of seem to have that tendency towards narcissism or grandiosity. I mean, going all the way back to Reagan, I can't imagine any of them behaving in this way so overtly.
Absolutely not. And presidential historians will tell you the same thing. And I've written some presidential histories. I wrote a presidential biography of Bill Clinton. You can certainly talk about the psychological foibles. Bill Clinton was hypomanic. Lincoln was depressed. TR was hypomanic. But the thing is that we're talking about a malignant, malevolent personality.
All right.
Someone who is destructive.
Going to have to cut you off right there. We are out of time. Do you want to give us that URL one more time?
Yeah, absolutely. It's unfitcrowdfund.com. And you can, of course, find out a lot more information about us by just going to dutytowarn.org and following us on Twitter, which is duty2warn. And that's the best way to find us.
Thank you. We've had on the line Daniel Arcana and Dr. John Gartner from Duty to Warn. Thanks to both of you.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.